Imagine you're in a meeting when your boss takes credit for your work, or you're arguing with your spouse about finances. Your heart races, your palms sweat, and suddenly your brain feels hijacked. These are crucial conversations, moments when stakes are high, opinions differ, and emotions run strong. How we handle these pivotal interactions determines the trajectory of our relationships, careers, and even our health. The most influential people in any organization aren't necessarily those with formal authority, but those who can speak truth to power while preserving relationships. This skill set transforms not just conversations, but lives. Most of us fall into predictable traps during these moments. We either avoid difficult conversations entirely, creating a damaging lag time between when problems emerge and when they're addressed, or we handle them poorly, letting our primitive fight-or-flight responses take over. What if there was a better way? What if you could be both completely candid and completely respectful, even in the most challenging circumstances? The foundation of effective communication is creating a shared pool of meaning where everyone contributes their perspectives. When people feel safe to share their views, better decisions emerge and implementation improves because people are invested in solutions they helped create. Safety hinges not on what you say, but on perceived intent. For dialogue to succeed, people need to feel two things: mutual purpose, believing you care about their goals, and mutual respect, feeling valued as a person. When safety breaks down, skilled communicators pause the discussion to rebuild it. They clarify good intentions, apologize when needed, and use contrasting statements. They create mutual purpose through CRIB: commit to finding mutual purpose, recognize purpose behind strategy, invent encompassing goals, and brainstorm inclusive solutions. Safety isn't mere politeness. It's the foundation that enables honest dialogue. Without it, people withhold crucial perspectives that could lead to better outcomes. The first principle of dialogue is to work on yourself first. During crucial moments, our motives can degenerate without our awareness. We notice others' faults while remaining blind to our own. Consider Greta, a CEO pushing cost-cutting who faces criticism about building an expensive office while asking employees to conserve paper. Her initial defensive anger shifts when she pauses to refocus on her real goal, gaining 200 managers' support for cost-cutting. By responding with gratitude instead of defensiveness, she enables honest dialogue about the apparent contradiction and finds productive solutions. When emotions threaten to derail you, ask, "What do I really want for myself, others, and this relationship?" And, "What should I do right now to move toward what I really want?" These questions engage your reasoning centers, calming fight-or-flight responses and focusing you on long-term goals. Avoid the fool's choice, the false belief that you must choose between honesty and relationships. Instead, seek the "and." How can you be both candid and strengthen relationships? This transforms either-or thinking into creative problem-solving. Emotions aren't automatic responses. They're created by the stories we tell ourselves about what we observe. Between observation and feeling lies interpretation, where we assign meaning to others' actions. This explains why different people can experience the same event yet feel differently about it. Our path to action flows from observation to story to emotion to action. By changing our interpretive stories, we can better manage crucial conversations. Take Maria, who gets angry when Louis interrupts her presentation. Her anger stems not from the interruption itself, but from her interpretation that it's sexist and deliberately undermining. Understanding that we control these interpretations gives us emotional leverage. To manage emotional responses, examine your path to action. Observe your behavior, identify feelings, question your stories, and focus on facts. Be wary of self-justifying clever stories. Victim stories, it's not my fault. Villain stories, it's all your fault. And helpless stories, there's nothing else I can do. When stakes and emotions are high, we often provoke defensiveness rather than dialogue. The best communicators achieve both candor and respect by using five tools remembered by State: share your facts, tell your story, ask for others' paths, talk tentatively, and encourage testing. Begin with concrete evidence, things you've directly seen, heard, or experienced, as facts are less controversial than conclusions. After sharing your perspective, demonstrate humility by inviting others to share theirs with questions like, "How do you see it?" Present your story as a story, using phrases like, "I'm beginning to conclude," or "in my opinion." When seeking others' views, make it clear you genuinely want to hear differing perspectives. You can express your opinion strongly, but match that intensity in encouraging others to challenge it. Use phrases like, "Does anyone see it differently?" If you feel compelled to convince others, pause and check your intent. Are you trying to win or understand? Remember that influence starts with understanding. Hold your beliefs, but soften your approach, especially with emotional topics. When others withdraw or explode during crucial conversations, help restore safety to get dialogue flowing. People clam up or blow up because they feel threatened. While you can't force dialogue, you can create a safer space for sharing thoughts and feelings. Effective exploration requires genuine curiosity. When people share volatile feelings, resist creating negative stories about their motives. Instead, ask, "Why would a reasonable, rational person say this?" Use four power listening tools, AMPP. Ask to get things rolling, mirror to confirm feelings by describing their behavior, paraphrase to acknowledge their story, and prime by offering your best guess at their thoughts when conversations stall. Understanding doesn't equal agreement. By exploring another's path to action, you're promising to listen, not accept their view. Respond with your ABCs. Agree when you share views, build when details are missing, and compare when you differ significantly. After filling the pool of shared meaning, we often struggle to convert ideas into action due to unclear decision-making expectations and poor execution. To prevent misunderstandings, clearly separate dialogue from decision-making. The four decision-making methods are command, consult, vote, and consensus. While greater involvement increases commitment, it decreases efficiency. Choose and explicitly communicate the most appropriate method for your situation. When concluding conversations, focus on WWWF: who does what, by when, and how will you follow up? Assign tasks to specific individuals. Avoid using "we," as it often means "not me." Set clear deliverables, deadlines, and follow-up methods. Document all conclusions, decisions, and assignments. Crucial conversation skills show their true value in challenging relationships. Small improvements in handling these moments can transform our lives. The key issue isn't having difficult conversations, but addressing them promptly. These skills strengthen with practice. Each successful crucial conversation builds confidence for the next. With persistence, you can turn intimidating situations into opportunities, creating understanding through candid, respectful dialogue.